Chapter 2.
You, however, keep on speaking what things are fitting for healthful teaching. Let the aged men be moderate in habits, serious, sound in mind, healthy in faith, in love, in endurance. Likewise, let the aged women be reverent in behavior, not slanderous, neither enslaved to a lot of wine, teachers of what is good, that they may recall the young women to their senses, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be sound in mind, chaste, workers at home, good, subjecting themselves to their own husbands, so that the word of God may not be spoken of abusively. Likewise, keep on exhorting the younger men to be sound in mind. In all things, showing yourself an example of fine works, showing uncorruptness in your teaching, seriousness, wholesome speech which cannot be condemned, so that the man on the opposing side may get ashamed, having nothing vile to say about us. Let slaves be in subjection to their owners in all things, and please them well, not talking back, not committing theft, but exhibiting good fidelity to the full, so that they may adorn the teaching of our Saviour God in all things. For the undeserved kindness of God, which brings salvation to all sorts of men, has been manifested, instructing us to repudiate ungodliness and worldly desires, and to live with soundness of mind and righteousness and godly devotion amid this present system of things, while we wait for the happy hope and glorious manifestation of the great God and of the Savior of us, Christ Jesus, who gave himself for us that he might deliver us from every sort of lawlessness and cleanse for himself a people peculiarly his own, zealous for fine works. Keep on speaking these things and exhorting and reproving with full authority to command. Let no man ever despise you.